Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, the Jonas Brothers are back together. That sounds like something that was like a movie theme in the 60s or something. It's called Sucker. I'm a sucker for you. At 6:11, Laura's not here today. Some family matters. And she'll be back tomorrow. Let's just put that behind us because it's personal. She had a loss in her family. So rest in peace to Grandma. And Laura will be back tomorrow. Now, here's the problem with the show today. It's a Try It Tuesday. And Try It Tuesday today is all about stuffing marshmallow peeps in your mouth and saying fuzzy bunny or something like that. First of all, I hate marshmallow peeps. I want to make that clear to you. I didn't like them the first time I tasted them when I was like 3. All right. Now I'm approaching 60. Don't like the marshmallow peeps. But I get volunteered into this. And then Laura's not here to witness me throwing up in the garbage can later on this morning, Facebook Live. So you'll want to see this. However, yesterday, when we were planning this fiasco, news guy Matt says, oh, I love marshmallow peeps. First of all, you're in the minority, okay, dude? Nobody likes marshmallow peeps. Okay, maybe 99% of people don't. But he likes them. So coming up later on this morning for our Try It Tuesday, we will stuff as many marshmallow peeps into our faces and say whatever you're supposed to say because it's another one of these dumb challenges on the internet. And sometimes we do welcome the challenge. All right, also today, your chance to qualify your youngster in our Easter egg hunt. Maybe take the fam to Disney. That's pretty cool. Restaurant week continues as well. And we're heading up Berwick Way to a winery. Chance for you to win. And the 30th anniversary of Blow My Fuse by Kix. The Kix Fuse 30 Tour comes to the Wharf, the Hummel's Wharf Fire Company. And we've got tickets for you. So we got a lot going on. With or without Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Friendly staff, beautiful.
Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm the American boy with some late night TV, and Jimmy Kimmel was live.
Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots announced his retirement. He wants to spend more time with his family, smashing beer cans on their heads. He released a statement. This is an interesting statement. It said simply, me, Gronk. Gronk tired. Gronk no more football. Gronk.
Captain Marvel Music, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Dua Lipa. And this is not my swan song. Not to be confused with the beautiful swan, there's the seagull. People love seagulls. Till they poop on their beach blanket or in their hair. Nonetheless, you know you have nothing to watch on TV when you find yourself investigating the seagull imitating contest. The national... Oh, actually, it's worldwide. Yeah, the World Championships of Seagull Imitating. All right, I watched the women's tournament last night because I'm a Notre Dame fan. I got pretty bored with that because they were just killing them. So I'm flipping around the channels and I'm like, there's nothing on TV. There's absolutely nothing on TV. Matt, what did you watch on TV last night?
Not much because I was out covering stuff, but when I did, I watched a little bit of the 76ers continue to not play well against teams they should beat.
Tell us.
I'm frustrated.
Tell us really how you feel, Matt. You okay? All right, bud?
I think I'll be okay, but yeah, a little frustrated with the Sixers right now.
Okay. Well, I couldn't find anything. So I come upon this European competition. I wish Laura was here for this. It happens yearly in Belgium. It's the World Championships of seagull calling.
What?
These are humans. Like,
I just don't understand.
We have an annual European gull screeching championship.
First of all, I hate seagulls.
They're pretty useless.
Yeah, exactly. Except they try to eat your food on the boardwalk.
And they poop in your hair.
Yeah, that too.
Oh,
Oh, the competition's getting good now.
So I want to create it for myself, so I practice a little bit, and yeah, it's a really fun sound, but it's also a difficult sound to create.
This year's champion.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. It's like, it's very amazing. I didn't thought I would win.
Okay, there's nothing on TV when the NCAA tournament is not on. So
yeah.
If you're complaining about your husband watching too much basketball, I don't know what you're watching, because there's nothing on TV.
Well, at least baseball's coming up later this week, officially.
Yes. Opening day, what, Thursday?
Thursday,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. So you continue to flip through the channels, and maybe you saw this from the PGA event in Tampa this weekend. The golf was so boring, they actually did play-by-play of a bird swooping out of the sky, not a seagull, to grab a fish out of the water.
Golf spree, isn't it? Oh, look at that. Get up. Get in the air, old boy. Remember the osprey who couldn't take off?
And then he dropped the fish on the course.
And what happens?
It kept flying.
Look at that. A fan comes out and grabs the fish.
So the fan grabs the fish off the fairway and throws it back in the water. This is how boring golf was this weekend. All of a sudden, our Facebook Live Eating Peeps this afternoon may be the number one rated television show in the whole country.
Then again, when is it not?
That's true. News is next.
Today's business doesn't stay in one place, so why should you? Introducing...
Come on and let me out.
Alrighty then. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is off today. We're flying solo. Matt, the news guy, is in and out of the room. Rob, the sports center, in and out of the room. We all, like, run in and out of the rooms here. I think the only guy who doesn't run number one is Mark Lawrence. And he does move primarily only into two rooms here. Everybody else is just in and out. You hear doors flying open. This is kind of a weird place to be early in the morning. See, here comes news guy Matt. Like, he's not standing next to me 24/7. You know what I mean? Neither is SportsCenter. I said we all move, like, from every
room.
Yes,
mornings are very busy around here.
I said, except Mark Lawrence. He only has, like, two rooms.
Exactly. Yeah, he just goes back and forth between those, and that's about it.
And he has his little radio on his head.
Yes. He's the only one of us that do that.
By the way, is he in our bracket? Did he fill out a bracket?
He is, and I don't know how he's still alive, okay? Because he picked Villanova as his champ, and of course Villanova lost.
They're done already.
And he's still tied for third in our bracket somehow.
So he's got everybody else right, probably, and that's how he's done.
I guess so, yeah, but he's got to be falling off at some point.
Because, like, three out of four of the brackets I'm looking real good in, and the other one, it's dead. I think it's the West. I just got everybody wrong.
I'm good in the West now.
So why am I, like, in eighth place when I have all these games right? And I don't know.
I'm in seventh. I'm tied for seventh right now.
I'm just going to let it play out. There is one perfect bracket so far, though.
I have seen that, yes.
The NCAA says someone has it right, has it perfect, through the first 48 games. The previous best start, by the way, on record is 39, and the best ever was 54 out of 63 games. So, wow.
That's impressive.
Somebody's got it right so far.
Has ever been me.
No, it's never been me either. You can know as much as you could possibly know.
Although I only had two losses over the weekend, so I did pretty good in the second round.
Mm-hmm. So did I. So I'm hoping I bounce back and climb up, slowly up the ladder.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen for me, too.
To win that whopping prize of $750 million. Oh, wait, that's Powerball.
Yeah, that's different.
Our prize here is, like, I don't know what.
$50?
$50 and a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, maybe
like
that.
News is next. Nothing like a bang bang first thing in the morning. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura's off, and we're flying solo an all-man show today. We got news guy Matt and Rob, the sports center, Mark Lawrence. We're all just kind of hanging out. We're going to hang out, more than hang out, we're going to party hard this weekend as we celebrate 30 years of Blow My Fuse. Yeah, the Kix Fuse 30 Tour is coming to the Hummelsworth Fire Company. VIP tickets are sold out already. There are tickets on the floor available, and we've got tickets as well. Small Town Titans. Don't know if you've heard of that band. I love those guys. Google them. You'll see some interesting videos. And Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentleman opening as well. You want to go in on that show? Yeah.
Call 1-800-326-94KX. Call now. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
You got to be 21 or better. Good luck.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with some late night TV.
Michael Avenatti, the former lawyer for Stormy Daniels, was arrested. He's accused of trying to extort $25 million from Nike. Here's my hope on this whole thing. I hope he hires Rudy Giuliani to represent him. Wouldn't that be fun?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's off. You live, you learn. I try to learn something every day. And some lessons I still haven't learned, and I should have a long time ago. It's one of those things. No, Laura, just me and Matt, the news guy. Occasionally, Rob, the sports center, pops in. Musical birthdays today before we head to the birthday buddies. Vicki Lawrence is 70 years old today. Remember that song? That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
Sorry, I got nothing.
Good, because it wasn't a good song anyway. She was an actress. She was on Mama's Family and the Carol Burnett Show a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Very funny lady. Here's one you will remember.
Okay.
Steven Tyler is 71 today.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Oh, see, now you had to do a 90s Aerosmith. You couldn't go to Toys in the Attic or something like that. Give me a Steven Tyler.
One of my most favorite things I miss about Disney...
Okay.
About being in Disney is okay. The rock and roller coaster. Every time I hear Aerosmith, I just think of going on the rock and roller coaster. It's just awesome.
So you had to throw a Disney and a 90s yes. Steven Tyler in there. All right, whatever. He's 71.
That's how I roll, man.
He's been around a long time.
He's 71?
He's got very young hair and a very young face thanks to plastic surgery.
Well, that's true.
Here's one with hair and plastic surgery. Diana Ross is 75 years old today.
Wow.
Wow.
I do know that one.
You can't hurry love, but, well, whatever. So that's about it as far as music. Not non-music related, Nancy Pelosi is celebrating a birthday. What kind of party is she having at her house?
I don't think she's partying much right now.
I know, she's a little uptight. But anyway, she's 79 years old. Throwing a big happy birthday to Nancy Pelosi. Yikes! Even without Laura, it is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Anyway, Jennifer Kramer from Sunbury is 45 today. Happy birthday.
Alicia Schleider is 39. Happy birthday.
Jennifer Smith from Sunbury, 51.
Amber Gabrielson from Steelens Grove is 46. Happy birthday.
Joanne Weisinger is 56 today.
Charles Bobeck from Sunbury is 29. Happy birthday.
Lynette Azinger from Milton is 61.
Deborah Sanders from Steelens Grove is 59. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Mike D'Angelo from Shamokin Dam. He's 41.
Bram Bittescombe from Pax Sinus is 54. Happy birthday.
I hope I get this guy's name right. Rich Kazwa. Wait a minute. Kazakwa. It's very ethnic. Rich, I'm sorry. I butchered your name. He's from Lewisburg. He's 56 today.
Gretchen Robbins from Lewisburg, 41 today. Happy birthday.
Rose Snook from Sealands Grove, double nickels, 55.
Hannah Watson is sweet 16. Happy birthday, Hannah.
Wow, way to go, Hannah. Sharon Spiker from Danville is 47 today.
Janet Waltz from Middleburg is 77. Happy birthday.
Shelby Troutman from Danville is 44. And Susanna Jacobs from Williamsport is 31 today. You know, we've all got birthdays, so you like to celebrate them. Get them to us early. Be a member of the 94KX Text Club and get them in. You can always use the toll-free line or social media, but Text Club is usually your best avenue. All right? Each and every day at about this time, with or without Laura, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
94KX.
All right, everyone.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's off today. Family matters. We wish her family the best. Otherwise, translated as rest in peace, Grandma. That's pretty much it. That's what we're going to say. She'll be back tomorrow. When do you know you're not dating anymore and you're in a relationship? I was never good at that. And now I'm just too old even to be concerned with it. But a new study says when you're going out with somebody about 6 weeks, it's pretty much time to say, hey, we're kind of in a relationship now. You're not seeing anybody else, are you? You know, you should kind of do that. 40% of people say that they have waited too long to make that jump before. And since they waited so long, the other significant other, I guess we can call he or she or whatever, says, well, you haven't mentioned it, so I'm going to start going out with other people. But how do you know? How do you know you're in a relationship? Again, I was always real bad at this, but here they go. The 10 ways you know. Number one, you confide in each other. Okay. Number two is rather obvious. You've stopped dating other people. Number three, you told your family about them. Ooh, boy. Once you mention somebody to Mama Morgan, she'd just go over the top until she met him. Anyway, number four. They're all you think about. Yuck. Number five, you're constantly talking on the phone or texting that person. Yeah, you're in a relationship. You're not just dating them. If you're on the phone with them all the time, yeah. You're there, bub. Number six, you've started thinking about your future with them. Oh, that'll do it. Number seven, you really do want to know how their day was. You're not just pretending. How was your day today? You really want to know? Number eight, you told your friends about them. Well, yeah, friends usually come first before family, I guess. Number nine, your friends have met them. Maybe like a group date kind of thing, huh? And the top 10 way, you know you're in a relationship. Commitment doesn't scare you anymore. The big C word, right? Yeah, it's commitment. That's the C word. No, not that one. Commitment. The survey also found 50% of us have really rushed it. But those magical words, I love you, are very important. Don't rush them, and don't just say them to somebody you're dating. Just a little advice from your Uncle Tom.
Okay, kid.
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with MJ and Q. Quincy Jones and the whole gang there. Try It Tuesday is coming up, and I'm not excited about it. Matt, I just got to tell you, I'm not, like, why?
I see you're not excited about this, but I'm not, you know, I like him.
Either way, on the marshmallow peeps, you can go, really?
I like him, but I wouldn't, like, have 50 of them at one time like we're going to do. They are a little sugary for me, but I don't mind them.
A pretty good chance I'm going to puke here. You understand? Or gag, or at least something. I hated these things as a kid. Laura comes up with this marshmallow peep challenge. You may have seen it on social media. You're supposed to stuff as many marshmallow peeps into your face and then talk and see if you could talk.
And she's not even here to do it.
And she's not even here. She took the day off. And then early this morning, I'm reading that there's two new Reese's Peanut Butter Cups coming out. Why don't we do that?
Is that the peanut butter eggs? Is that a different version of it for Easter?
No, the eggs are out now, but that's a good point. Probably wait till after Easter to release these. But remember the old commercials, you got chocolate in my peanut butter, you got peanut butter on my chocolate. Ever since then, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup has been 50-50. Well, Reese has now decided to let you decide. They've come out with two new peanut butter cups. One will be heavier on the peanut butter. The other will be heavier on the chocolate. Your choice?
I go with heavier on the chocolate. I'm not a peanut butter person.
You're not?
I'm not. Just never really appealed to me.
No kidding. I love peanut butter cups, man. I'm just loving them. I'm going to buy one of each, and then I'm going to make the decision. And maybe it could be a Try It Tuesday. We'll eat one of each and decide which one's better. Or do we just leave it alone and leave the peanut butter cup at 50-50? Anyway, coming up next hour, Try It Tuesday, the Marshmallow Peep Challenge.
This will be interesting.
And we're going to try to do it Facebook Live.
Yes, we will do Facebook Live, though Laura's not here.
Laura, our camera girl, is not here. But
I go to the cameraman this time.
Okay, Matt's going to run the camera and stuff his face. After News, which is next, 94KX. Ask the Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura's not with us. As she says goodbye to Grandma. Rest in peace. She'll be back tomorrow. We have the Chubby Bunny Challenge coming up. This was Laura's idea, and then she's not here. Can we postpone it? No. It's a Try It Tuesday. We have Janetta and Bonnie with us. Janetta's been here a lot. She's like a regular. She's from the Ronald McDonald House. We love her. And Bonnie is from the Milton Rotary, and they have a special event coming up. But little did you ladies realize, you have to stuff your face with marshmallow peeps.
Oh, can we'll take that up to you.
Yeah, we'll take a pass on that.
There you go. But I do have to ask you, before we talk about your big event coming up, marshmallow peeps, yes or no?
No.
Bonnie?
Sometimes?
You're like news guy Matt. He says I can take him or leave him. I thought the world was like yes or no in marshmallow peeps.
Yeah, no.
I'm a no guy. I'm absolutely a no guy.
And every couple of years, I'll stuff
every
one
couple
in.
When does it come up? 2020 maybe? Yeah, 2021? Okay.
Leap year.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be doing that Facebook Live coming up in just a few minutes. You're not going to want to miss this. It's going to be disgusting, but it's a Try It Tuesday. In the meantime, coming up in just a few weeks, the 17th annual Milton Rotary Club Casino Night. Mark this date down. Saturday, April 6th at the Watson Inn, Main Street of Watsontown. I love that place. This is a pretty good combination, the Milton Rotary and the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, we're super excited to be partnering with the Milton Rotary Club this year for their casino night. It's going to be a great night. And Bonnie, I'll let you share a little bit about the casino tonight since the Rotary has hosted this for the past 16 years.
Yeah, we're really excited. For 16 years, we've been running casino night at the Watson Inn. We've had so much fun bringing in people from all over, playing poker and blackjack. We have roulette, we have craps, we beat the dealer, we do a great raffle, 50-50. It's just a real fun night. Rotarians get involved and man the tables. There are dealers, so everybody gets involved. It's a great community event. And this year we decided, why not partner with the Ronald McDonald House? They've done a casino night before, so we pull our resources together and make it a much more successful event. Mm-hmm. Then we can benefit more people. So we've been doing this event to benefit a lot of the projects that we do in the community in Milton and Watsontown area. Mm-hmm. It benefits the Milton and Warrior Run school districts. We benefit the local libraries, four different food banks. And this year, the proceeds will also benefit the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bonnie, and all the Rotarians in the Milton-Watsontown area. This is a great idea. And you know, when you do a casino night and you've been doing it a while, it builds a reputation. And you guys are known for this. This is a big fundraiser and a fun night, right?
Real fun. Yeah. Right. Thanks to our volunteers who come out and just make it a great time for everybody. And you really can lose as much money as you want, and nobody cares because it's you. For the admission price, you get $100,000 in crazy cash, and you can buy more for $5.
Crazy cash, yeah. And you can buy more when you lose it all, like I will do. Right, Janetta, you must be happy about this to have the Rotary Club behind you, and such a great night will turn into great money for the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, we're super excited. The Rotary Club is a great organization that helps support the community, and we're part of the community. We support the families in the community, and it's really important to our families that we have that support available to them. So we just want to thank the Milton Rotary for partnering with us. We think it'll be a really fun evening. A lot of people will be coming out to support us and having a lot of fun, so don't miss your opportunity. Go on to Eventbrite, okay. Purchase your tickets. Just look up the Milton Rotary Casino Night, or you can go to the Ronald McDonald House Facebook page or Milton Rotary Facebook page and get information there.
Okay, tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Again, it is Saturday, April 6th from 7 to 11. Right there at the Watson Inn. You have some sponsors you want to thank too, right?
Yes, we really want to give a shout out to Kohl's Hardware. They've been generous every year with donating the grand prize for our raffle. We have a raffle that night that brings in a lot of money for us. Good. And this year they've donated a smoker.
Oh,
so we
wow.
think the timing is good to get ready for grill season uh-huh. and come out and win a smoker donated by Kohl's Hardware.
That's great. The Kohl's family, yeah, they do a great job in the community as well. They've been around for years and years. Ladies, we're gonna link up with you, and all the information will be available at WQKX.com as well. And you have two tickets you want to give away right now, right?
Yes, yeah, the tickets are sponsored by the Arrowhead and Pinpoint FCU.
There you go, the credit union and that Arrowhead restaurant right there
yes.
in the Milton area. All right, we're going to snatch up a phone caller then at 1-800-326-94KX. Two tickets to casino night, Saturday, April 6th at the Watson Inn in Watsontown. Do you have to be 21 or older?
No.
18.
18 or older. Well, give us a call, and you've got the tickets. That simple. 1-800-326-94KX. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you
so much.
94.1 WQKX, over 40 years of the best songs on the radio. And yeah, don't look back. I'm never going to eat a marshmallow peep for the rest of my life. I'm done with it. Yep. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's got the day off, but she set up Try It Tuesday with the Chubby Bunny Challenge.
I feel like she has to make up for this.
Yeah, she does, because she didn't do it. You and I did it.
Exactly. Now you actually did better than I did, which was surprising, but so I give you props.
But you didn't. You didn't gag like I was
That's
ready
true.
To gag, man.
Yeah.
I don't like marshmallow peeps. You said they're okay every once in a while. So how did it feel to have like three of them stuffed in your pie hole?
Yeah, it wasn't comfortable. it was not comfortable. I got three in.
I felt like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. I had four of them in, and I thought I had five, but it turns out one ended out on the floor, so it didn't qualify.
But you don't want to eat that on our floor.
No, you don't. You just want to get rid of that. Buy your marshmallow peeps, available everywhere this time of the year. See how many you can stuff in your mouth while saying Chubby Bunny Challenge. Check it out. Facebook. We just did it Facebook Live, and it will be available. Like it, share it, try it yourself.
Yes, and kids, be careful when you do this.
Yes, don't choke. Don't try this at home, kids. Have parental supervision, please.
Searching for a new Chevrolet truck never got easier. Come see why. Murray Motors Chevrolet is the Silverado capital.
94.1 WQKX. Over 40 years of the best songs on the radio. We're getting you ready for a nothing but 90s weekend with TLC. Or was that Weezer? I can't tell the difference. I'm kidding. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's got the day off. It's an all-man day today.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat. Huh?
Remember when we were talking not too long ago over lunch, and we were reflecting on this time of the year, and you're trying to figure out what to give up for Lent, and I suggested peeps. remember that?
I do remember that.
Help me help you.
Thank you, Sean. The Chubby Bunny Challenge is on our Facebook page. Check it out. We on a Try It Tuesday without Laura. This was her idea, by the way. We stuffed marshmallow peeps in our mouth.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And tried to say Chubby Bunny Challenge.
I can say that'll be an easy give up for you for Lent next year.
Yeah, I don't like marshmallow peeps. How about you, Sean? Do you like them?
Nah, not really.
No? See, no. I don't. See, I thought it was a yes-no question, but some people eat them once in a while, like news guy Matt here.
Exactly. Like this time of the year, like when we're a couple weeks away from Easter, that maybe we'll have like one or two. You put in the Easter basket, and that's about it.
See, I don't know. We always had them when I was a kid, but nobody ate them. They got hard as rocks, and if you got that late March snowstorm or that early April snowstorm, you would take your peeps out, pack them in snowballs, and throw them at people. Man, that hurt. This is something I did. I don't know.
You should at least put it in a s'more and make it nice, and then you can actually eat it.
This guy's too practical.
A sugary s'more.
Yeah. Actually, they sell those in the packs. They sell you a piece of chocolate, a peep, and the two graham crackers. And you put in the Easter basket. Those are actually good.
Don't give Laura any ideas for another Try It Tuesday.
Oh, actually, that's just true. I better tread carefully.
There you go. Sean Carey's on the
campfire
way.
This summer, and you guys are cooking up s'mores, and you show up with a pack of peeps. Good luck with that.
Sean Carey's next. Have a good day, everybody.
Hometown Pharmacy.